You're muted, Dr. Sibben.
So we have, do we have a person here on? So our, you know, you're going to have to help me through this.
Yeah, that's right.
Either Jeff or Ralph. Ralph, you can help me through this.
So Cheryl, I sent you the checklist in the email.
The what?
I sent you an email and it had the checklist and all the things you would read over for the board meeting.
Oh my gosh. So I don't know where that is. I have the documents open. So is it on that?
Not in Spectrum. It would have been an email that I sent to you.
That you sent?
Yes.
Okay, let me find the email. Okay, so I have the agenda.
And there should be the checklist.
So I'll, you know, please don't, I mean, just tell me what I'm not doing. Okay, it's going to take me at least one of these sessions to get back into the swing of this.
Yep.
So I don't want to make this meeting longer, but I hope we can keep it on track. I'm just going to call the meeting to order, and we need to administer the oath of office for the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwife. So I'm reading under administrative business. So everyone has that oath. Do you want me to read it, or how do you want to do that?
Cheryl.
Okay, I think we're a little bit ahead. I'll help out with this. Do you have that email?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Cheryl, I'll help out with this part, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm Jeff Bujan, Bureau Manager of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. I would like to call the meeting of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives to order. It is now 8:40 a.m. on November 14th, 2024. This meeting is being conducted electronically and is anchored in room 402 of the Heber Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. Minutes will be prepared of this meeting and will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website. The recording and approved minutes will be posted no later than 3 business days following the meeting. The following board members are in attendance. If you could just say a yes or no. Cheryl Stedman.
Yes.
Ralph Pittman.
Here.
Wendy Russin.
Yes.
Sharon Yardley, or Shane Yardley.
Yes.
Erica Nelson.
Yes.
Gavin Hutchinson.
Yes.
Emily Hart Hayes.
Yes.
Christopher Scott.
Yes.
Okay, and Curtis Nielsen is excused. The following board members are absent. That would be Curtis Nielsen. The following individuals representing Doppel and the Department of Commerce are in attendance: Jeff Bujan, Bureau Manager; Kelly Ariola, Board Secretary; Sharon Bennett, Compliance Specialist. We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, we ask that all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices be turned off or changed to the silent mode. Please mute your microphone unless you are speaking. If you are a guest joining us via video or phone, please enter your name in the chat box and state your name before speaking for the record. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with the agenda. Okay, it looks like they called the meeting we just went through. We have to administer the oath of office for the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives with each individual. Please read their oath of office. And let's start with Dr. Stedman.
Cheryl Stedman, having been appointed as a member of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
All right, thank you, Cheryl. Wendy, can you read yours?
Wendy Rustin, having been appointed as a member of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you, Wendy. Shane, can you read yours?
Shane Yardley, having been appointed as a member of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Okay, Erica.
I cannot find mine. Can someone send me a copy of that or just post it in the chat what the main text is?
It was in your new hire paperwork, one of the documents you had to sign and send back.
So would that email have come from Kelly?
Yes.
Erica, if you just want to repeat after me, that would be great. We can do yes. this way.
Yeah, thank you.
Erica Nelson, having been appointed as...
Hi, Erica Nelson, having been appointed as...
Member of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives.
Member of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives.
I do solemnly swear that I will support...
I do solemnly swear that I will support...
Obey and defend the...
Obey and defend the...
Constitution of the United States...
Constitution of the United States...
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Awesome. Welcome. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
All right, Emily, do you have yours ready?
Yep, I found it buried awesome. In the emails of, you know, how it always goes. I, Emily Hart Hayes, having been appointed as a member of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Great. Welcome, Emily. Ralph.
Ralph Pittman, having been appointed as a member of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you. Gavin.
Gavin Hutchinson, having been appointed as a member of the Board of Nursing and Certified Midwives, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Great. And Christopher Scott, could you read your oath of office?
Yes. I, Christopher Scott, having been appointed as a member of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives, I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Wonderful. Thank you, Christopher. And Christopher joins us as a public member on the board. And I believe that is all the individuals with the board that is with us right now. So, Cheryl, did you want to carry on with the rest of the agenda there?
Sure, and I think we need to approve the minutes from the July 11th, 2024 Board of Nursing meeting and also September 4th. You all received those minutes. So I'm asking for any changes, edits to those minutes.
This is Shane Yardley. I make a motion to approve the minutes from the July 11th Board of Nursing meeting and the September 4th Certified Nurse Midwife meeting.
Okay, and a second to that?
Gavin Hutchinson, I second that.
Okay. Any other questions on that? Okay. The next thing.
Everyone in favor?
We need to take a vote of the full board.
Pardon?
We need to take a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any opposed? No. Okay.
Thank you.
Next thing on the agenda is the Board of Nursing Chairperson discussion.
Okay.
But Jeff. Not.
I open it up to the board. This is, and we can do the actual, official designation the next board meeting, but I bring this up to the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives of an individual who, if you would like to be the chairperson of the board. So discuss amongst yourselves over the next month or so and let me know if you are interested and we can have that discussion. And if you have any questions about what that would entail, I would be happy to entertain those. All right, I think we're ready for our final topic.
And that's the legislative and environmental scan.
I usually put this topic on the agenda. Doesn't mean there is something, but I put it up to the board if they're aware of something legislatively or environmentally within the profession of nursing. So there doesn't have to be something, but I put it out to you. I do not have anything at this time.
I was in an AONL meeting about 2 weeks ago and we brought this up and there was nothing at that point in time either of concern. There were some potential legislative issues that might come forward, but nothing had been posted.
All right, great. I believe we do have some visitors on the line. If you could introduce yourselves, that would be great.
Or put your name in the chat box.
Jeff, do you want me to go?
Sure.
I'm Camille Farley. I'm the investigation supervisor. I oversee the investigators who do the nursing investigations.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else? All right. We're a little early here. Still have to wait till about 9 o'clock to start for our adjudicative procedure. I believe we have one individual from, looks like SUU, who's listening in as an assignment. Welcome. So we're a little early, so I believe we can stop the recording right now unless the board has another topic they want to discuss. Okay. So we will go off and then go back on the recording at about 9 o'clock, okay? So here's your a little tiny break for all of you.